The latest to join the National Stem Cell Bank is University of California, San Francisco. Officials there balked at first, but say they got the information they needed from the Wiesel Institute in Madison, where the National Cell Bank is located. Wiesel officials say participation from the holders of the other 8 embryonic stem cell lines has been hampered by everything from fighting between Israel and Lebanon to demands for concessions on commercial use. But the Coalition for Advancement of Medical Research blames a Bush administration policy. It limits federal funds to older stem cell lines. The coalition's Sean Tipton says many stem cell scientists want to work with newer lines derived without problematic mouse cells, which cannot be used in humans.
The president's policy says that federally funded scientists can only work with stem cell lines that are now at least 5 years old, and they're showing some signs of age and they're showing some problems.
Despite government limits on which stem cell lines get federal funding, the National Stem Cell Bank is growing. Wiesel's director, Elizabeth Conley, says they're negotiating to bring in stem cell lines from Sweden.
Then they do intend to deposit the cells, so we're really kind of down to last little details on that. So we'll get 3 additional cells. I would expect potentially before the end of the year we'll have those 3 additional lines.
The Stem Cell Clearinghouse would like to get all 21 federally approved lines. So far, there are 13 deposits in the National Stem Cell Bank. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.